Love and blessings. The Apostle James declares that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Today, you're going to have the opportunity to meditate on a few of the gifts you have inside of you. Find a comfortable, balanced position to sit. And let your eyes close. And we're going to take a deep, cleansing breath. Maybe the deepest you've taken all day, letting it out slower than it comes in. And repeat, in and out slowly. Now, continue to let your breath just happen naturally. And I want you to focus on your body. Notice your feet. Give them a little stretch and feel what they feel. Temperature. Texture. Any pressure. And feel the weight of your body in the chair. And notice how gravity grounds us to this earth. Now bring your focus back to your breath. You don't have to control it, just notice. And if at any time you discover that your mind has wandered, don't judge yourself. Just bring your focus back to your breath or the weight of your body in the chair. The Apostle Paul reminded his spiritual son Timothy of so many gifts Timothy had received from God. Timothy's pure heart, his faith, his spirit, his ability to love, his ordination, even at the time Timothy's current age, all gifts. And then Paul invited Timothy to meditate on these gifts, on the gifts he had inside himself. So I'm going to invite you to imagine an empty table in front of you, any size, any style. And now, I'd like you to start to envision a few of the gifts God has given you. And here, we're not talking about other people in your life or things you got for Christmas last year. Today, we're focusing on gifts you have inside you. Internal gifts. Gifts you bring to the world. I'm going to invite you to let a few of your gifts appear in front of you, one at a time. It could be a talent that you're able to share with others, or part of your personality, a fruit of the Spirit you're particularly good at, an appreciation of beauty or goodness, your age, your life lessons, your wisdom. Any internal gift you have is fair game. As each gift appears, welcome it and give it a brief amount of attention. Then let it take its place on your imaginary table and let your next gift appear. And if your mind wanders, don't judge yourself. Just bring your focus back to another gift. In fact, your willingness to refocus your attention could be a gift in itself. We'll take a minute of quiet for you to let your collection of gifts assemble on your imaginary table, one at a time. Now, looking at these gifts God has placed inside you, select one that feels most inviting today. It's not a competition on which is the best or most important in your life. Just select one that is speaking to you in particular today. Maybe it's a gift you're using all the time. Maybe it'll be one that's been a bit forgotten lately. But look over your table and select the gift that is inviting you today. Now think of a time recently that you used this gift out in the world. Did you use it skillfully or awkwardly? And remember, we're not judging ourselves. We're just collecting useful information. Who did this gift impact last time you used it? Did you feel God present at the time? Or perhaps in hindsight? Now, meditating a bit more on this gift, is there a way you might use it in the near future? Might someone deeply appreciate your gift? Might someone object to it? If you invite God into this, how might your use of this gift change? Timothy's spiritual father, Paul, encouraged Timothy to meditate regularly on his internal gifts, that Timothy might bring those gifts more fruitfully into the world. You have almost limitless gifts inside you and are receiving more daily. I invite you to meditate regularly on your gifts, that they might grow within you and flourish in the world. For every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Amen.